Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A few minutes ago, we played one of our rejoiners, and it was Derek Jeter asking people to help support the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And I said, for today, this Red Sox fan can't say anything bad about Derek Jeter. For today, this Red Sox fan can't say anything bad about Alex Rodriguez, who joins us on the line right now. A-Rod, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you very much for having me, and thank you for all your good work.
Thank you very much for joining us. When you were a player in the major leagues, did you know right off the bat that there was a Jimmy Fund in Boston and the Red Sox were connected to it?
100%. I mean, one thing that is synonymous with the Red Sox is how much they give back. And Jimmy Fund is like the first thing that you hear that is synonymous with the brand. How much the people in New England and all around the world collaborate for this great cause. So I know that George Steinbrenner was a big supporter, and the way that front office runs their business and their philanthropy is really the gold standard.
Alex, you were very nearly a member of the Red Sox, and have you ever allowed yourself the what-if game? If you had joined the Red Sox back in the early 2000s, what your career may have been like?
Oh, my God, yes. I thought about it a lot, and it was such an exciting time for me. And I knew how great the Red Sox were going to be. I mean, could I forecast it 4 championships? Probably not. But I knew there was at least a couple of in there. And I thought that because after spending a lot of time with John Henry down here in Florida, both in Miami, in my home, and his home in Boca, I knew that this was someone who had incredible passion and knowledge and knew how to put a winning team around him. I mean, on the field and in the front office. And after talking to Steele and Jed Hoyer, and now they have Sam Kennedy, I mean, he just surrounds himself with incredible people. And I just thought that the combination between John Henry, who is, a hedge fund bond wizard, Tom Werner, who's the king of Hollywood and putting great shows together, and then a lawyer like Larry Lucchino, I just thought they were a triple threat. And then they had Theo. I said, this was a place that I can win and win for a long time. And, of course, when it all came down and it collapsed really quickly after the union did not allow me to give back tens of millions of dollars because it would set the wrong precedent for the other 749 players, I was completely bummed. It collapsed, and it was so depressing, never knowing that the Yankees was even an option at that point. And, of course, a few weeks later, I sit next to Brian Cashman in New York collecting my MVP award. And at night, a couple cocktails later, I'm playing, basically third base. And 2 weeks later, we have a press conference in New York.
You bring up an interesting point because I always wonder about the pressure on the part of the Players Association. For instance, Mookie Betts is going to be one of the next big free agents in Major League Baseball. Will pressure be put on him to maximize his contract value?
I don't know specifically if it's coming from the union, but I think overall there's just ginormous pressure coming from everywhere because here you are, this is the one time in your life that you want to have the best year of your life because this is going to set you up for the rest of your life. So the pressure is coming from internal, it's coming from your family, it's coming from the union, it's coming from peer pressure. And look, players are competitive and they want to make a big splash and they also want to be taken care of for the rest of their lives. I really loved what Xander Bogaerts did. Is he took the bull by the horn. He said, I love Boston. I love being a champion here. I'm one of the best shortstops on the planet. And I'm going to make this happen. And he walked up to the front office and said, I want to be a Red Sox. I think more players should listen to themselves and their gut and make things happen and not just depend on advisors or agents.
Now, you of all people would be able to appreciate the play of both Xander Bogaerts, who you mentioned, but also Rafael Devers, two positions that you played, both young guys in this league having monster years. Bogaerts, maybe not as surprising, I think, to a lot of Red Sox fans, but the year that Devers is having is really, taking a lot of people back.
It's really unbelievable what Devers has been able to do. I mean, I've never seen a player grow so much in one offseason. I mean, he was good last year. He is great. He's phenomenal this year. And his attitude and coming into spring training, he showed up with a chip on his shoulder. And he is really one of the best players in the game right now. And it's fun to watch.
Alex, we understand, first of all, we appreciate the fact that you lend your support and lend your voice to this, but we also understand that you made a donation to this as well, so we really appreciate it. And thank you for taking the time to join us.
Of course, thank you. And thank you for being so kind to a Yankee.
Now, today's the day we can't say anything bad about Yankees who are helping us out here, so thank you.
Yes, lucky me. Okay, take care, guys.
Thanks, Alex.
That is Alex Rodriguez, part of the Sunday Night Baseball crew on ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.